For the next 10 minutes, we're just going to think about thought. Now, most of us don't give our thoughts a second thought. And this is a real shame, because what we're thinking and the nature of our thoughts fundamentally affects the world around us. But the problem is this, is our thoughts just start up when we awaken, and they go quiet only when we fall asleep, or perhaps when we daydream in the middle of the day. Our so-called monkey mind seems to switch on of its own accord and just keep going all day. Now, the techniques I'm going to share in these 10 minutes are great ways to make the monkey mind go quiet, but also to help you tune into creativity and inspiration. Now, here's the thing about thought, is the normal human mind can only have one thought at a time. So if you think about what you're thinking about right now, the thought you were having gets replaced by the thought you're having about that thought. Just think about that for a few seconds. And just become aware of your thoughts. Have you ever thought about what accent your thoughts are speaking in? And if your thoughts are someone speaking, who's doing the listening? And if somebody's doing the speaking and someone else is doing the listening, who exactly is observing that dialogue? Now, the brain is not just a generator of thought. It's also, along with all of our neurology, a receiver of external thought forms. And in the same way, when you're talking out loud, it's difficult to listen to something else that's going on. If you're talking in loud, you will find it difficult to receive. So let your mind wander, and as it wanders, just have a go at talking to the thoughts and noticing how when you talk to your thoughts, the thoughts get replaced by you asking the questions. Every now and then, we end up in two minds about something. Have you ever thought what that really means? Our internal chatter, our internal conversation, is the loudest, most dominant mind. This is the self-aware mind. But it receives inputs from two other sources. The first of these is inside our body and our neurology, and the second comes from outside, from what is known as the collective consciousness. And it's this mind that we can tap into when we enter the meditative state. And our inner mind centers are primarily based around our gut and our heart. And what happens when we're in two minds about something is our head says one thing, and it's in conflict with what our heart and our gut are telling us. If you've ever said, "Oh, my heart's not in it," or "I wish I'd followed my gut," you will have experienced this type of inner conflict. And the main thing to bear in mind about thought forms that come from our gut and our heart is that they are always, always right. And their main purpose is to protect us and keep us safe. And they like to be thanked. And the way to resolve these two mind conflicts is to consult with our heart center and to consult with our gut center. And it's very simple. All we have to do is to talk to them internally. So if you've got a decision that's looming, or you need some guidance upon, first ask your gut to give you a yes or a no. And if it's a yes, you can go ahead with it. And if it's a no, ask what has to change to make it into a yes. So try that right now. And we can also consult with our heart center in a similar way. While our gut responds with a yes or a no, a go or a no-go, our heart talks to us with a level. So it will either be in love with something, or even positively boiling, or lukewarm about it, or cold. So again, with something you need to make a decision over, consult with your heart. And again, if it's in love with it, go with it. But if it's lukewarm or cold, ask what has to change so it would fall in love with it. This is a very simple technique you can use any time of the day. And when you get your head, your heart, and your gut in alignment, you will become unstoppable. Now there's another type of thought form that come from outside our body. These thoughts tend to come from nowhere. And when we say things like, off the top of my head, or at the back of my mind, we're referring to the true source of this type of thought form. These are also known as light bulb moments, aha moments, eureka moments. And they tend to come in less than a second, and outside space and time, when we get the whole vision. And when we get one of these, it pays great dividends to thank it for coming along, and to take action on the message that you receive. And there's a very simple way to tune yourself in to these type of thought forms. What you do is you take your awareness, which is normally at the front of your brain, to the center of your brain. So you imagine that you're observing the back of your eyeballs. And as you do this, as any mind chatter comes in, you can ask it to turn round and go away, because you're preparing to receive. And with your awareness, observing the back of your eyeballs, just be still, tune into your breath, and specifically the still point between the in and the out breath. And for the next minute or so, allow these type of thought forms to arrive. So over the coming days, pay more attention to your thoughts. Thank the not so good ones for coming along, but ask them would they mind going away, to leave you space for the good ones to arrive. And let me leave you with just a thought, that your next brilliant idea, the one with which you can change your life and the world, is just one thought away.